This is Akashvani, the news read by V.C. Pramod. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that the MSME sector contributes significantly to the country's economy as a key driver of innovation and growth. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said at around 12:30 p.m. he will participate in three post-budget webinars. These webinars are being held on MSME as an engine of growth, manufacturing, exports and nuclear energy emissions, and regulatory investment and ease of doing business reforms. The webinars will provide a collaborative platform for government officials, industry leaders and trade experts to deliberate on India's industrial, trade and energy strategies. India strongly rejected comments made by UN Human Rights Chief Walter Turk in his global update at the Human Rights Council in Geneva. Speaking at the UN, India's permanent representative to the UN in Geneva, Mr. Arindam Bagchi, called the remarks unfounded and baseless, saying they did not reflect the reality on the ground. Bagchi criticized Turk's reference to Kashmir and Manipur and using Kashmir instead of Jammu and Kashmir.
The world's largest democracy continues to be a healthy, vibrant and pluralistic society. Unfounded and baseless comments in the update contrast jarringly with ground realities. Nothing illustrates this divergence more than the passing reference to Jammu and Kashmir, erroneously referred to as Kashmir, ironically in a year that stood out for that region's improving peace and inclusive progress, be it the large turnout provincial elections, the booming tourism or the rapid development pace.
Turk's update covered various global conflicts, including Ukraine and Gaza, but did not mention Pakistan. Union Minister Dr. Jitendra Singh has said that the country's research and development spending has doubled in the last decade from more than 60,000 crores in 2013-14 to 1.27 lakh crore rupees. Speaking at the Disha program event in New Delhi yesterday, Dr. Singh said the Disha program will propel the country's knowledge economy and strengthen Atmanirbhar Bharat. Dr. Singh asserted that homegrown innovations in artificial intelligence, biotechnology and quantum computing will shape the country's economic future. U.S. President Donald Trump has suspended military aid to the Ukraine. A White House official reportedly told media that President Trump has been clear that U.S. is focused on peace and needs its partners to be committed to that goal as well. According to reports, the official said U.S. is pausing and reviewing aid to ensure that it is contributing to a solution. The move comes just days after a stunning public spat between Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky and President Trump and his deputy at the White House. President Donald Trump has announced that the long-threatened 25% tariffs on imports from Canada and Mexico will take effect today. Mr. Trump stated that these import taxes will also compel Canada and Mexico to take more action to curb illegal drugs and migrants entering the United States. On the other hand, Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau and Mexican President Claudia Sheinbaum have both expressed their readiness to impose counter tariffs on American goods.
No room left for Mexico or for Canada. No, the tariffs, they're all set. They go into effect. Vast amounts of fentanyl have poured into our country from Mexico. And as you know, also from China, where it goes to Mexico and goes to Canada. And China also had an additional 10. So it's 10 plus 10.
External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jayashankar will embark on an official visit to the United Kingdom and Ireland today. During the visit to the UK, Dr. S. Jayashankar will hold discussions with Foreign Secretary David Lammy. The India Meteorological Department, IMD, has forecast fairly widespread rainfall or snowfall over western Himalayan region today. Fairly widespread to widespread rainfall or snowfall accompanied by isolated thunderstorms and lightning is very likely over Jammu, Kashmir, Ladakh, Gilgit, Baltistan, Muzaffarabad and Himachal Pradesh today. In the ICC Champions Trophy cricket, India and Australia will clash in the first semi-final in Dubai this afternoon. The match is scheduled to begin at 2:30 p.m. IST. The second semi-final of the tournament will be held tomorrow between New Zealand and South Africa in Lahore. The final will be held on Sunday. And that is the end of this news bulletin.